13th Annual University of Arkansas Horse Festival is scheduled for today and tomorrow at the Pauline Whitaker Animal Science Arena in Fayetteville. This year's fundraiser will feature the American Vaulting Association Friendship Team Vaulters, who will host a clinic tonight and two exhibitions tomorrow afternoon. Earlier this week, I spoke with 15-year-old Caroline Schubert, 13-year-old Malou Foley, and her 16-year-old sister Francesca. The vaulters were joined inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio by their coach, Greta Shryock, who explained the history of their group.
The American Vaulting Association is the national organization for vaulting, and the friendship team was put together in 1996 as kind of a traveling performance team to promote the sport. It was originally put together for the 96 Olympics, and it was one of those things where they couldn't pick, like, just a couple people to actually perform at the Olympics. So they opened it up nationally, had people apply for it. It's the top-level competitors out of all of United States, and then there was groups that were selected, you know, to perform in different areas, different groups. And that was kind of how it all started. And so the first friendship team demo was in 95 at, I believe, Rolex International in the Kentucky Horse Park, and then led up to the Olympics. And then from there, it's been performing all over the United States from there. And the whole purpose is to promote the sport of vaulting and educate and, you know, put ourselves out there to spread the word of what vaulting is. And
you say vaulting, and I think a lot of people probably think of just gymnastics and the, you know, vaulting there. So yeah. This is on actual horses.
Yes.
Explain this to me, because this seems like a very dangerous thing to do.
Well, yeah, it's basically gymnastics and dance on horses. So we do handstands and cartwheels and somersaults and pretty much anything that we can think of and anything that we want to on top of the horses. And they're either walking, trotting, or cantering. So, yeah.
And it's really safe because we use a big pad of fur to protect the horse's back. And then we use a big kind of, it's kind of like a saddle, but it only has two big handles for the vaulter to hold. So it's really safe.
Yeah, vaulting statistically is the lowest injury equestrian sport.
Really?
And it also has a lower injury rate than tennis. And it's safer than playing on playground equipment.
Really?
Yes.
That's all very impressive.
Those are very good statistics.
And just to clarify, you do all of these, anything you can think of on the back of the horse while it's moving?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The horse works in a circle, so it's actually controlled by a lunger. Mm-hmm. So it moves in a consistent circle on a consistent speed. So the person on the horse isn't necessarily controlling the horse whatsoever. So it's not like trick riding where the horse is just running around and you're hanging off the side of it. So it's a lot more controlled than it sounds, which makes it a lot safer than a lot of the other sports because you can just concentrate on what you're doing and you don't have to worry about what the horse is doing underneath you.
So do you guys have a gymnastics background and then one day decided to do that on the back of a horse? Or how does this happen? How does this happen for you guys?
I first found out about vaulting. And so when I first started vaulting, I took gymnastics classes and horseback riding classes as well, just to make it easier for me for vaulting. A lot of people do start out in either gymnastics or horseback riding, and then they hear about vaulting through demonstrations like the Friendship Vaulting Team. Gymnastics backgrounds and dance backgrounds can really help, but it's not really necessary.
Did you two start in gymnastics, or how did you guys get started?
Me and my sister started in dance, and then we have always known our coach, Greta, and she just asked us to try her team, and we fell in love with it, and we've been doing it ever since.
And Greta, how did you get involved 20 years ago?
I saw a demonstration. It was a local horse fair that was taking part at our fairgrounds. I was 9 years old. I had been riding horses my entire life, and started gymnastics and dance at, like, the age of 3 or 4. So I had no idea what I was watching, and me and my mom almost got up to leave. And I walked out of the arena, and I saw some kids doing handstands. I was going, whoa, that's interesting. We better go back in and watch. And that was the first time I had ever heard of, seen, or knew anything like that even existed. So I contacted the team, and started competing with them pretty immediate. And it was one of those sports that I was just hooked. So I've been doing it ever since.
So how do you learn to do these tricks on the horses? Do you practice just on the horses, or do you practice on the ground first and then hop on? Or
well, first we try things on the ground and see how they're going to work. And then we move it up to the barrel, which is basically like a fake horse that we try things on. And it has handles and everything. And it's shorter than the horse, but other than that, it's the same size. And so, yeah, we can figure out our handholds and everything else on the barrel. And then we'll move it up to the horse at walk. And then we'll move it up to canter if it feels safe.
And we've talked a lot about you guys preparing to be on the horse, but how much preparation do you have to do with the horse itself being used to people kind of on top of it doing different moves? I mean, you're not just sitting there riding it. You're, you know, flipping and doing handstands and things.
Years and years. I would say a vaulting horse is never fully trained. It can always have better endurance, be stronger, have a more consistent gait. I'd say for a high-level horse, you're looking at least 3 years. It's a very demanding sport for the horses because they have to work on a circle. So on a circle, consistent speed, you don't have a rider controlling you, so they have to learn all the verbal cues. And they can't react to anything outside of the arena or anything on top of their back. So it's a lot of training.
Do you prefer younger horses or older horses, or does it matter?
The legal age limit for a horse is 6 years old.
Okay.
So that's the youngest you can compete on them. And then from there, it just really depends on the breed and the temperament of the horse, on how long it takes for their brain to develop more than anything.
Right. So for the Friendship vaulting team, is there an age limit, and how does one become a part of it?
There is no age limit. What happens is the top-level vaulters in the U.S. will get a letter in the mail asking them if they would like to apply for the Friendship team. And then you send in your application, and then for each demonstration, each individual vaulters are picked to go. So not everybody goes to every demonstration.
Okay. And you guys are going to be doing a clinic on the 13th. How do you run a clinic? I mean, it's one thing to get out there and sort of show off, but it's another to try and teach someone how to do things.
For a clinic with this type of group that doesn't really have that much exposure to vaulting, we kind of just run through the basics of how to find a vaulting horse, what kind of breeds you look for, the size, the temperament, the equipment that we use, how to start young vaulters or beginning vaulters, the basic moves, how to do them safely. Just kind of start from the very beginning. If you were going to start a team, the tools that you would need to actually build a team from the ground up. So the safety, the horses, the equipment, the basic knowledge, and going up kind of to the higher level of the performance stuff so people can see from the beginning steps up to what a final product looks like.
And you'll be doing a couple of shows on Saturday. So what are your shows like?
Basically, we're just going to be doing some individual moves to showcase our strengths and everything. And then we're also going to do doubles and team freestyle. So, like, multiple people on the horse and lifting people up. And, yeah, it should be fun.
And there might be a little comedy act thrown in there somewhere as
always
well.
Always good. It's always good. So multiple people on a horse. Mm-hmm. Okay, I was already impressed with just one. Now you've added two and three. Fantastic. How many of you guys will be performing?
We will all be performing.
So all three of you.
Yeah. And there's more of us that aren't here yet. So there's nine of us total.
Total, okay.
Yeah, so nine total that will be within this group, and we have two horses.
You guys have been doing this for a little bit, and you clearly enjoy what you're doing, and you're doing it at a high level. I mean, why do you enjoy it, or why would you maybe encourage other people to get in, if they're interested maybe in the sport, to get into it?
Well, I really enjoy it just because of the performing part of it. I like to perform for people, and I like the energy you get from the audience. And that's a good part about vaulting, because when you do performances, people are always impressed, and it's always a great feeling with the horse and with the vaulter. But for people to get interested in it, it's I mean, it's really easy to fall in love with the sport because there's so many things that go into it, like gymnastics and dance and then the horse part of it. So pretty much it can apply to anybody.
The Friendship Team Vaulters will host a clinic at 7 o'clock tonight, and they will perform at noon and 3:30 p.m. tomorrow. Admission to the clinic is $5 for adults and free for children 8 and younger. Tickets to either of Saturday's performances are $10 for adults or $5 for children 8 and younger. Proceeds will benefit the D.E. King Equine Program at the U of A. More information is available at horsefestival.org.